Dr. A's file, case study G-67, date 5-23-20. Patient, Mr. G. Good evening, Mr. G. I want to introduce myself because while I've certainly been around you and consulting on your case, I haven't actually been alone with you before. I'm Dr. April. I'm head of the neurology department here at the hospital, and I'm also the attending neurologist on your case. We've recently got some test results back for you, and based on those results, I'm confident you can hear me, which we have been unsure of until now. Because you can hear me, I want to walk you through what we know about your case so far. This will sound very basic to start, nothing you don't know by now, but I like to be thorough. You are a male, in your early 30s, who was found unconscious in a secluded area of Elderberry Park here in the city. You are fit and have no apparent physical injuries. However, you were found without identification, and so far, there have been no missing persons reports filed for a man matching your description. You are in a comatose state and do not respond to any physical stimulation. Your tests indicate there has been some neurological incident, but it does not appear that you have had a stroke. So, all in all, you are quite a celebrity patient around here. There are at least 2 papers and a journal article being written about you right now. We call you Mr. G because you are the 7th unidentified person who has been brought to the hospital this year, but the only one so far that still remains unidentified. Tonight, I want to explain a rather unusual test I want to perform. I promise that it won't cause you any discomfort, and I'll explain further what my purpose for this is a bit later. For now, let me say that one of the very unusual and undeniably fascinating features of your case is that since you arrived at the hospital, you've had a very long-lasting erection. This is very rare in comatose patients, and in no other case of this type has a patient exhibited an erection that has lasted this long. I bring this up because I want to physically examine your genitals to see if I can learn a bit more about your condition. Okay. I'm just going to undo your gown and place it to the side. I'm also recording this to potentially use as notes later, but the contents of the recording will be kept strictly private. Also, I'll explain what I'm about to do at each stage so you're aware of what's happening and what's about to happen. Right now, I am going to start the examination. Patient exhibits a very rigid erection of about 9 inches in length. Patient's penis is also quite thick, and in holding his penis, I can clearly feel a throbbing, indicating that there is blood flow to the organ. Patient's testicles are quite large, appear and feel swollen, and also seem to exhibit blood flow as evidenced by a pulsing or throbbing in them. This examination shows that the patient's penis and testicles appear quite normal, with the exception of being somewhat larger than average, and that the condition of the penis is in an ongoing state of erection. Okay, Mr. G, now the examination is going to get a bit more unorthodox, but I have a theory about you that I want to test. I believe that with sufficient stimulation, you should be able to ejaculate. If this happens, it will be a valuable piece of information for your case. So I'm going to apply manual stimulation to your penis and scrotum. And since I firmly believe you can hear me, I will give you audio stimulation as well. I'll begin by running my hands up and down your very large penis. Your very large cock? Oh, you like it when I call it a cock, don't you, Mr. G? I definitely felt an affirmative response. All right, since we're being informal, it's such a big cock and such heavy balls, which are probably very full of semen. My apologies, Mr. G. My dirty talk is probably a little rusty. We don't get much of this sort of thing in the neurology department, so I just ask that you be patient with me. But it seems to be going well so far. I'm stroking up and down and lightly brushing your scrotum with my fingertips. I brought some lubricant, so I'll apply some of that to your cock and balls. Oh, there we go. Nice and slippery now. All right, I'll use a bit more pressure to stroke up and down and play with your balls. I did practice my dirty talk a little by myself in my room, and believe me, it's different actually saying these things when the person is right in front of you, even if they are comatose. Does that feel good, Mr. G? I also did some research on the most popular male fetishes, so I thought I'd talk about those in case you might happen to have one of those fetishes and that kind of talk arouses you. Now, as I understand it, a very common male fetish is, it involves a woman's feet. Oh. Do you like pretty feet, Mr. G? Certainly feels like it. Would you like it if you could see my feet and toes? I have to admit, I think I have very nice feet, and I just had a pedicure, and my nails are painted a beautiful shade of red. Which would you prefer, Mr. G? If you could suck on my pretty toes while I jack off this big, hard dick? Oh, or would you rather I slide my sexy feet up and down your huge, hard cock? If I were stroking you off with my feet and toes, I could be sitting on your face, so you would be able to lick my vagina while you get a soft, slippery foot job. Would you like to ejaculate all of your sperm onto my toes while tasting my cunt, Mr. G? Status check. Patient's reactions display moderate changes at this point, and there does appear to be a quantity of pre-ejaculate dribbling from his penis. Applying more lubricant and continuing. Also on the list of favorite male fetishes are a woman's breasts and buttocks. boobs and butts. Do you like boobs and butts, Mr. G? I hope you don't mind my informal choice of words. I believe by this point we know each other well enough for that now. I have fairly large tits. I wish you could see them. They're 34D and still quite perky, with smallish nipples that always seem to be hard. I fantasized in the past that they might be the kind of tits you like. I think I have a very nice ass, too. It's pretty firm, as I like to keep fit. Would you like to rub up against my ass, Mr. G? Rub your big, stiff cock against it? Or maybe you'd like it if I put this big dick between my tits? Stroked it up and down between them? I think you'd like that, Mr. G. I think you'd like tit-fucking me. I bet you'd blow a huge load of jizz all over my boobs if you could. And you could watch all that sticky semen dripping off my nipples afterward. Oh, shit. Status check. Pre-ejaculate is definitely more evident now. It's flowing quite freely, so much so that additional lubricant is no longer necessary. I am sorry you have to be restrained, Mr. G, but we do it in case you awaken in a disoriented state, so you won't injure yourself. But maybe you like being tied down. Forced to submit to an aggressive woman while she desperately milks your massive cock. While you're powerless to stop her. Powerless to stop her from robbing you of all your sperm. Or maybe you'd prefer it if I were restrained, bent over this hospital bed, with my hands tied to its bars. You haven't had control over your body in so long, conscious but paralyzed. It must be absolute hell, huh, Mr. G? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could take a little control back? You could blindfold me, listen to me whimper and moan as you explore my body. Would you enjoy the heft of my big tits while you removed my bra? Would you kneel down behind me? Pull down my tiny panties. Press your face deep between my legs. And lick my hard, slippery clit from behind. Making me moan and squirm and orgasm all over your face. Would you stand up and part the lips of my cunt with that huge dick? Push it all the way inside me, while I was powerless to stop you. Oh my, Mr. G. You must like that. Oh yeah, that's it, Mr. G. Let it all go. Let all that thick sperm out of your big, aching balls. You must be so tense down there, Mr. G. Keep spurting. Keep spurting. You don't have to stop. Just let it all out. Patient has spurted a very large quantity of semen. I would estimate about 3 times the size of a normal ejaculation, and semen is quite thick. I managed to catch most of it in a specimen cup for further examination. That was quite good, Mr. G. My theory about you has been proven. You are able to ejaculate. That tells me a great deal about the state of your nervous system. But, in the interest of full disclosure, I had another reason for wanting to know if you could ejaculate as well. You see, Mr. G, I'm ovulating right now, and I've decided that the time is right for me to have a baby. I'm frankly not interested in marriage at this point in my life, and I feel you and I have grown especially close in all the time I've been studying you and observing you and talking to you. So, I've decided you are going to be my sperm donor, Mr. G. And I know this is the right decision, because the smell of your semen is making my uterus and my ovaries practically vibrate. Mr. G, I'm now going to slide off my tiny, lacy, blue panties. I wore a skirt to work today for this very reason. And I'm going to climb on top of you and straddle you, facing you. Oh. For legal reasons, I want this all on the record, but no one is ever going to know about this part besides you and me. And possibly our child, someday. Oh my gosh, I'm so wet. But I'm going to pour the semen I collected earlier all over your big cock. I'm gonna lubricate your cock with all the sperm you just spurted. When my voice, my dirty thoughts made you come. Oh, I can feel that big head bouncing against the entrance to my cunt. It's making a wet, splatting sound as all that semen gets rubbed against my cunt lips. I'm gonna slide back on it now, Mr. G. Oh, your cock is so big. It's stretching me open and pushing in. Oh, I haven't had a cock inside me for so long, Mr. G. Oh, and you're so, so huge and slippery. Oh. Moving deeper and deeper inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, let me get that monster dick all the way inside me. Oh, I'm gonna fuck my wet cunt up and down that huge shaft. Ah! Oh, yes, Mr. G, just like that. Yes, so huge and deep, yes. Oh, so tight and slippery. Oh, the smell of you. Oh, your sweat and your semen. Mm. Oh, yes, it's gonna make me... Oh, yes, it's gonna make me... Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna orgasm all over that giant cock. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. Oh, if you can hear me, Mr. Cheese, spread it out now. Ejaculate that huge load inside me. Oh, yes, fill me up with your sperm. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, God, yes, I can feel your semen splattering against my cervix. Oh, my God, it's so fucking hot. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Mmm. Oh my God, this is so hot! Oh, keep shooting in me. Oh yes, empty those huge balls. Give me every drop of sperm you have, yes. Oh my God, Mr. J, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Ah! Ah! Oh! Ah! Mmm. Oh, yes. Oh. Mmm. 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 Oh. Oh, my. That was so very... very good, Mr. G. Oh, I haven't been fucked like that in ages. And it feels like you ejaculated a very large quantity of semen into my vagina. And quite deeply, too. I'm so glad I have all of this on record. So I can relive it over and over again. I'm very hopeful that you've impregnated me, but future sessions may be required to ensure that I've been successfully inseminated. Oh my gosh, Mr. G. Wait a minute, did you just make a noise, vocally? Please try to repeat it if you can. Mr. G, I'll put my ear right up to your lips and... Let the record state that the patient's first vocal sound since admission was... more.